Hey, LifePoint Church, we are so glad that you're back here this week to listen to our weekly DriveCast. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Braden Rodriguez. I'm the student, college, and young adult pastor over at our Delaware campus here for LifePoint. And this past week, we jumped into Acts chapter 5, and we are continuing in our series called Beyond the Shallows, looking at the life of Peter and learning to follow Jesus one step at a time. The main thing that we looked at in Acts chapter 5 this past week was this idea of two different movements. We looked at the idea of the movement of God and the movement of mankind. And our main point was that the movement of God is for all mankind, but not all of mankind's movements are of God. And really, where I want us to dive in to today is this last point, and the last couple of points of the sermon was about living in this movement of man and what that breeds versus living in this movement of God and what that breeds. And if you watched online or if you were there with us on Sunday morning, my second to last point was this, is that the movement of mankind breeds jealousy, anger, confusion, fear, and failure. And that really comes from the last 20 verses or so in Acts chapter 5, where we see that the Jewish council takes the apostles in and they begin to just berate them and all of these things. And throughout the text, we see that it says that they are perplexed and they're seemingly jealous and angry and confused and just and begin to just start to fail in every attempt of putting the apostles behind bars and getting them to be silent and all of these things. And what we really talked about there as that point is that when we begin to, as believers, slip into jealousy and anger, confusion, fear, and failure, we've stepped out of what God has for us, and we began to live in the flesh. And I quoted Galatians chapter 5 just in glancing. We didn't read it all completely. And I want to read what Paul has to say about what it means to live in the spirit versus living in the flesh. And I'm going to start by what he talks about living in the flesh looks like. He says in verse 16 of Galatians chapter 5, he says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." If we stop right there, right? He's saying, walk in God's way, not your own. And verse 17, "For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. And now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissension, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." And so we see that even jealousy and anger and all of these things are that we kind of talked about in Acts chapter 5 even start to show up here in this explanation of what it looks like to live outside of the movement of God by Paul. He says, if you are living in your flesh, here are some of the things that are going to come out as a result of living in the flesh. And so today I just want to challenge you to think about those things. Does my life look like any of these things? Is my life marked by any of these things, which Paul calls living in the flesh? And so Paul lays that out, and then he gives the opposite here in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23 of what it looks like to live in the flesh. He says the opposite is to live in the Spirit, and that is marked by these things. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And so then we look into Acts chapter 5 again, and Peter the Apostle, he boldly proclaims the gospel, and we said that they rejoiced even in their beating. They're part of this unstoppable movement of God building up his church. And so what we said about the movement of God there is that the movement of God is for all mankind, and it breeds joy, victory, and gospel preaching, which is the opposite of what the Jewish rulers of the time we're living in, right? They're angry, confused, and jealous. Well, then we see the apostles who are following Christ and following the Holy Spirit, and they are starting to experience this overwhelming joy and victory in this unstoppable movement. And they begin to preach boldly to the council, and it says in the synagogues and in public places and in their homes. And so they start to live by the Spirit. And it says living by the Spirit, back to Paul in Galatians chapter 5, is marked by love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and all of those things, right? And so the challenge is, what is your mark life? What is your life marked by? Is it marked by those things in Galatians 5, 16 through 21 that is living by the flesh? Or is it marked by the things of the Spirit, which is loving and joyous and is peace-filled and all of those things? And then he finishes in Galatians chapter 5 in verse 24. And those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And so the question I pose again is, how are you living, right? If you're a believer, have you then nailed, crucified your flesh and your passions and desires under the name of Jesus to the cross? And so I want to pray for us to end today. And then I want to end with giving a moment for you guys to pray through these things. And so after this life point, you are sent. Father, we love you. We thank you for today. God, we ask that you would convict us by your Holy Spirit. God, that you would show us the things that we need to uproot out of our lives. God, if we are living by the flesh in any way, God, we ask that your Holy Spirit would show us. God, that we wouldn't be marked by jealousy, anger, confusion, fear, or failure, but rather we would be marked by joyous living, loving people, that we would be peace-filled, self-controlled. God, that we would be gentle and kind. God, that our lives would be marked by faithfulness and goodness. And Lord, we ask that you would just move in us, God, that we would be a part of the unstoppable movement of you building up your church. And God, that we would gospel preach anywhere that you would have us gospel preach. And Lord, we love you. We praise you. We thank you, God. We know that you are holy, holy, holy. And it's these things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.